Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, and after listening to Turning Point audio, then turn to the Turning Point Daily Devotional Prayer booklet, also authored by me. Read the portion for the day and pray the prayer for today. Then follow how to read the Bible through, entire Bible through, systematically in a year. It will help you a lot. It will make a huge difference in everyone's life. Subscribe online to have it sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now before you forget. Welcome also to Tuesday, April 9, 2024. Please open your hand and your heart to receive today's prophetic blessings and be responding with amen. I receive it. God is sending you helpers this day. Everyone needs help in life, spiritual, physical, financial, material, mental, marital, papers, introduction, connection, advice, counsel, and all. I don't know who I'm prophesying this to. You shall receive the help and assistance that will propel you to your next level. I want to pray specifically today with people with almost gothic syndrome. Your things end up with almost passed, but did not actually pass. Almost got it, but was denied. Remaining 0.001, but was short of the pass mark. Almost got married. Almost got pregnant, but miscarriage set in. Almost got paid. Almost won the contract. In so many areas, almost, God said, prophesy to cancel the almost affliction. If what I'm saying, this word of knowledge, resonate or describe you or any of your loved ones, fold your two hands on your chest and let me pray. I prophesy the afflictions of almost got it leaves your life and destiny and those of your loved ones from today. Receive a fresh oil of getting it done on time. From now on, your things shall come on time for you. No more abortion, no more postponement, no more disappointment, no more mistakes, and no more promise and fail. Say amen in Jesus' name. Then who is this? A door of favor, of money, a door of advancement and progress shut against you before shall be forcefully opened by God today. Every adversary at your door shall fall and roll away. Today is the covenant day of wellness. That's what I had in my spirit. Lay hands on your body if you have pain in any part of your system as I pray. Receive your divine healing. Receive God's intervention for your healing. You are healed. No matter the name and the nature of this illness, receive your complete healing supernaturally. In the name of Jesus, start doing what you couldn't do before. Exercise your faith. Then I see sleeping and sluggish destinies. Your things are too slow. You are crawling instead of flying or soaring. Touch your body if this is you. I speak over your life. May your things gather momentum. No more sleeping or sluggishness. May all you set out to do receive a divine push. What I do for you on this platform is not just praying for you. It is more. By the grace of God, I release impartation to your life and things according to God's grace on my life. Who prays for you is important. No one can give you what he doesn't have. In Romans chapter 1 verse 11, Paul the Apostle said, I long to see you that I may impart you with some spiritual gift on me, so that you might be established. That is what is happening on this platform. Spiritual impartation. Touch your forehead gently and let me pray for you. Be imparted with the grace and the favor of God on my life and on this commission. The grace for speed. Grace for continuous divine health. No hospitalization. No staying in bed on the basis of sickness for a day in 52 years of my life. No accident, no matter how many times I travel, no attack, no scandal, no failing, no falling, no borrowing to meet up, no delay, no shortage, no shutdown, no insult, no embarrassment in any way, no poverty. Receive that same order of grace and anointing. You cannot be less than the anointing you are connected to, than the anointing that is speaking to your life. Your life will not lack help. God has blessed you all to a level before, everyone. But from today, receive a higher dimension at a different level in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, and amen. Now, raise or hold your cell phone for alert upon alert prayers today. Receive grace for alert upon alert, payment upon payment, good sales, big contract deal. Those owing you are coming to pay. Receive grace for promotion and for increase in Jesus' name. Right? Let's go. We are still in the week of insightful, practical prayers. Have I prayed for bad day people? Let me pray for today's bad day people. The Lord bless your new age. The Lord bless your bad day. You will go from strength to strength in Jesus' name. Let's see how many issues we'll be able to teach on today. First issue, good day, daddy. My question, does age matter in marriage? The person I'm in courtship with is 49 years, while I am 32 years. Thank you, sir. Wow, you did not tell us whether you are the man or the woman, the guy or the girl, as you people call it. Anyway, 49 to 32, 17 years gap, that is pretty much. You are not of the same social group. But as I have said previously, age is in the mind. If you don't mind it, then it doesn't matter. But if it matters to either of you or both of you, then don't marry, because it will haunt you. It will be a problem all throughout the marriage. Next, good morning, sir. Please, I just opened a shop for about 2 months now, putting all my money and savings, and I have not made any sales since opening it. Please, what is wrong and what can I do? Wow, have you read my book on why many people are poor and the way out of it? I advise that no one should venture into opening a new business until you have read that book through and through. How can you open a shop for 2 months and no buyers, no sales? You must have missed or compromised certain business principles. One, did you have adequate training in that business or industry? Number two, do you have a mentor on that field to take you through? Number three, your location. Is it an isolated location or in the market where such goods, products, and services are sold? Number five, are you selling essential goods and products? Read that book. I explain all these things in details in that book. If you have learned from a master or you have a mentor, you will have known where, how, and what to put your heart and money into. Don't open a shop where no one else is selling the kind of products or commodities you want to sell. Open shop in the known market for such items or products, location where people naturally go when they require such goods or products or services. Then put it online and drive it. Do so. For my book on how to escape poverty that I just referred to, chat, SMS, or call Bookie on +234 805 6434 758. I think it is also online on Amazon. She will tell you. Please call or SMS her. Next, good morning, sir. Why is no one suggesting a filling station business? I normally see it as a very profitable business. But whenever people are suggesting businesses, they don't suggest it. Please, I really want to be clear about this. Or is it that it is not profitable? It is not a profitable business. Please help me out. Wow, you just had my counsel about business now. I recommend filling station is where the filling station is downstream petrol business, dispensing PMS or such products to the end users. To start with, it is highly expensive to start a petrol station. You need big cash. Number two, there are so many government regulations in starting petrol stations. Above all, don't do anything you don't know too much. You must have worked in that industry, trained, and have a mentor. Then it will be so clear to you. Don't the first motivation in a business is not profit, but service, solving the problem, and then the passion for it. You can't understand a business from a distance or merely seeing it and liking it. No, no, no. You got to be in that industry, learn, train, and be mentored, as I have explained. Please get my book. Well, we'll do more here from tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Please do so daily. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain at our Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the Fish Market, Abuja. Telephone numbers to engage, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos. So all TPGF members in Lagos and environ, Living Spring Chapel, Allen Avenue Junction, Ikeja, Lagos. Two services every Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Prayer Mountain focus this week, both in Abuja and in all other places, is anointing for restoration and compensation. Be there. It will be live streamed to the whole world. Telephone numbers to engage is Dupe 0806-478-8392. Same two services we host simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Anuyo. Then I'm coming to London for TPGF UK conference on June 21 and 22. As announced before, previously, TPGF members and Turning Point listeners in United Kingdom and Europe, America, Canada, and all, pray and plan to be in attendance. Friday, June 21, will be 5 p.m. TPGF conference. Saturday, June 22, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. will be TPGF conference. And same Saturday, 2:30 to 4:30 a.m. will be ministers conference. All ministers in and around UK, Europe, please be there. Conference venue is St. George's Church Hall, Church Street, Gravesend, DA110DJ. Please be there. Conference is free, but registration is necessary for planning and logistics. Two numbers for registration, plus 44-795-6504-536. And Adeola on plus 44-741-112-8401. Do so now. I speak to everyone's life today. You are blessed. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.